Have you ever made any of those?
Yes, but I haven't in a long time, but I love them.
Well, now, when you made them, did you make them with yeast or with bacon?
No, I didn't. I've made them with bacon.
So they were kind of cakey donuts? Ooh, those are so good. I love them.
But it's been a long time since I've made donuts.
But now, you'd call them the same, whether they were made with yeast or whether they...
Well, now, I believe there is a term that is crullers, but that's made almost the same.
Well, now...
I don't know there's a difference in the mixture, I guess.
Would crullers be made with baking powder, do you think?
Sure, I don't know.
But a cruller, would it be shaped like a donut?
It seems to me that it would be.
This is real interesting because it's down here on the list and I've never had anybody else mention it to me.
Cruller. Well, they are fried, cooked in shortening, you know, like donuts. I think.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and eat them with syrup?
Oh, hot cakes.
Okay. Have you ever heard
of pancakes?
Okay. Can you think of any other names for them or fans?
No. Wait, batter cakes. Okay. A long, long time ago, I've heard people say batter cakes. Have you got that? They're all the same, I think.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Okay.
That's what it is, as far as I know. Bacon's made, but it's different to that.
Okay. Bacon would be different from side meat.
You know, Well, it's from the sides, but it's not salted sometimes.
Okay.
You know, like breakfast bacon.
Yeah. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head and things like that?
Oh, souse meat.
Okay.
And do they have pressed meat listed there? I've heard it called that.
Do you remember what your mother called it?
Souse meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry, if you bite into a cherry?
The pit, or seed.
Okay. And what about the center of a peach, the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Well, peach seed or kernel, peach kernel.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clingstone.
Okay.
A pressed peach. That term used to be used always as press.
Press, you think press would be the older term? Well, now, what about a peach whose meat separates easily from the seed?
Clear seed. Is that least of it?
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans or string beans.
Now, is there any difference between snap beans and string beans?
No, they're the same.
What about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans, lima beans. They're, in a way, the same family, you know.
Do you have a general term that means all beans that have to be shelled?
Sugar, not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
The salad or turnip tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Fresh corn or roasting ears is what we always... Roasting ears.
Okay. Now, let's see, this sort of changes the subject. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's light brown with darker stripes on its body.
Polecat. Is that what it is? I think
this is getting at something else. I don't know if you all have them in Taylor County. It's a chipmunk or a ground squirrel.
We don't have them. Not enough. I don't believe I've ever seen one here, but up in at LaGrange. The little chipmunks.
They're cute little things.
They are precious.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and underline that anyway. Not local. Now, here's the other one. What's a little animal that's black and white and it smells bad?
Well, that's a polecat. Or skunk. But we always said polecat.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that's about, it's another little kind of animal, it's about, maybe about this big, and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay. Do you have different names for the kind that live in the land and the kind that live in the water?